As we do about once a month, we talk with the folks from Arts Altoona, and joining us to do that today is George Sicandy. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Doug. Good to see you.
And if you have any questions about any of the events or Arts Altoona, even if we're not bringing up a specific topic, you can call in, again, 946-0435. Earlier is better than later, but we're going to talk about an event going on this weekend that you're invited to, the Arts Market, this Saturday at the Arts Altoona Center, which is just down the street from the radio campus, 2212 6th Avenue. And we'll discuss more about that and some of the other projects coming up. George, you have a couple of guests here that you might want to introduce to us here.
Would be my pleasure, Doug. Before I start that, though, I'd like to give a shout-out to our president and co-founder of Arts Altoona, Donna Gordy, whose husband passed away late last week. And our hearts and prayers certainly go out with her to her and Bridget and Shannon and the entire family. We certainly regret missing certainly one of the icons in this community, her husband, John.
Yes.
But we're very pleased today to be able to share with you. Leah Clavan is here. Leah is our Director of Community Engagement and has been very much involved in the organization, structure, and layout of the Arts Market. And I think everybody's going to be very excited to see the work that she's been doing. And we're also pleased to be able to present and to highlight for the community what we feel is one of the emerging artists in Blair County, Megan Devine. This is her first one-woman show, I believe.
Yes.
And I think that's going to be very exciting. Her work is very creative, very original. And if you miss the opportunity this weekend to come and see what's going on in the arts community, you've missed something very big.
And your work is on display for a good part of this this coming Saturday at the Arts Altoona Center if people want to see it.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the Sanctuary, which is normally going to be a music venue, is being converted into an art gallery for the day. So we've gotten very creative. Leah's gotten very creative in lining that up and turning it into an art gallery to highlight what Megan's doing.
Where do you start to put together a show like this? I mean, we've got this much to this much of the day. We think this is the times where people will come in most likely, but then how do you plan what you want to do? Do you start with the theme of the artist and then work back from that?
We did. We started with Megan's gallery, actually. We started putting that together, and then we kind of had the idea to make more of a full-day event out of it with this art market. So it's going to feature the gallery in the sanctuary, and then the art market is in another space called the Blank Canvas in our education center. So you're really going to get a little bit of all of what we have to offer, to see the space, and to really showcase a ton of different art that's right here in our community.
We should say that the events go on, the schedule events from 11 until 4, but the gallery itself is open, from 1 till 5?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And Megan, what type of art do you do?
I do many different creative works. My influences of my dreams and different people of my life are.
You work on dreams?
Yes.
Or from them?
I work from dreams, yes.
Okay, now here's something. Most people, and this is the frustration that most of us have, even if I'm not artistically inclined. I like art, but I'm not artistically inclined, I don't believe. Most of us can't remember a dream for 2 seconds after waking up. You're basing art on it. How do you do that?
Oh, well, it's just about trying to catch the moment. Like, as soon as you wake up in the morning, you get your sketch pad and put some music on and get right to it. It's usually, or sometimes in the middle of the night, you just have to catch it at the right moment.
Well, I've heard the same thing that songwriters have said. They'll wake up in the middle of the night and write down one phrase or a rhyming couplet or something that or bridge to a song. And they'll wake up later in the morning and they don't remember the rest of it. It's kind of, not everybody can do what you're saying, where you get your inspiration. So that's kind of cool in itself.
Thank you.
How do you extrapolate from that, though? I mean, if you have a dream, are your dreams as vivid as most people's?
I would would say so.
I mean, you can't see other people's dreams, but when you hear, when you talk to other people about what they dream and you know what you dream, does it sound like that you have a more of an artistic slant in the dreams than other people, or are they any more out there or inspirational than you find other people's tell you theirs are?
I find that every dream that I've been told is unique. You know, no one, I've never heard of someone having the same dream, an exact same dream. So, I would have to say that, I mean, dreams are unique in all different kinds of ways. So I don't really think that mine are particularly more vivid, would you say? I would just say that I just needed that outlet, and I found it through art. So.
But you were able to actually do something with them, where most of us just sit there frustrated.
Right, right.
George, how did you first become aware of Megan? And Megan, how did you first become aware of Arts Altoona?
Well, a mutual friend who's working with us to help bring the campus to life, Ryan Alden, is a friend of Megan's.
Yes.
And was aware of her art. And when we first started talking about this, he came to me and said, "You got to meet this young lady. She is just an amazing artist. We don't really know much about her in Blair County, but when you see her art, you're going to want to know more about who she is and where she's getting her inspirations from." So that's pretty much how it got started.
And how large of a display do you get to have on this? I mean, how many different pieces? Well, first off, how long have you been doing art?
I've been doing art for most of my life, but I didn't recently get, like, serious until I graduated high school.
And you thought now's the time to start putting effort into it and see what you can really do, or?
Yeah. People just started coming to me and asking for different flash arts and different pieces of work, and it just hit me that maybe this is something I wanted to do. And then the quarantine happened, and that's dedicated most of my time to.
And suddenly we all have more time than we wanted to have on our hands.
Exactly, exactly.
Most of us didn't do anything overly productive with it. Occasionally somebody like yourself did. When you had suddenly more time, did you look at it as, oh, I've got this blank canvas to fill that's suddenly much bigger, or did you look at it as, wow, I've got this opportunity to do more?
Both at times. Sometimes I was overwhelmed by the fact that I had so much time to focus on that one thing, because it just was what I did. As I woke up, I drew and fell asleep, and I was thinking about drawing and was sleeping, dreaming about drawing. So it was a little frustrating at times because that was my main focus, but like pushing through that, it was beneficial.
Beneficial to how you do your art, or how you can get some more discipline to do the art the way you want?
Yes, both. Both. Yes, both.
I guarantee you that there is somebody right now who wants to be an artist listening, and that's going to be the thing they take away from this more. No offense to your actual work, but just figuring out what their motivation is and how they're going to do this. Because, and were you ever at that point before in your life where it's like, oh, okay, I want to do this, I don't know how?
Yes, that's exactly what most artists have that problem. Like, okay, I have this talent, and I have this passion, but what do I do with it? How do I benefit from it? How do I get this out into the world? How do I make an impact? And I've been slowly finding my way of what that truly means and what that truly is here in Altoona.
For Arts Altoona, we have to take a break here. We're on the 11th hour. We're talking with artist Megan Vine and Leah Cluvin and George Zacandy from Arts Altoona. We'll continue. If you have any questions, 946-0435 on the 11th hour.
Where Blair County's best ideas are talked about. Let's hear yours. 946-0435. Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
Spring into savings at Dean Patterson Chevrolet. Lease the 2021 Traverse all-wheel drive 1LT. Pay $399 for 36 months. The 2021 Trax all-wheel drive LS. Pay $229 for 36 months. And the 2021 Trailblazer all-wheel drive. $295 for 36 months. Put $2,500 down on any one of these vehicles and your first payment and fees are covered. All incentives and conquest rebates included with 2007 or newer trade of a non-GM product. Spring into savings with Dean Patterson Chevrolet. 101 Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Altoona.
Maybe you've heard about Herbal Equipment and Distribution. Maybe you've driven by 1,000 times and wondered what they're all about. Maybe you've thought about visiting their website or Facebook page. Well, you know what? Stop all that thinking and just do it. Visit Herbal Equipment and Distribution to see their large variety of CBD and kratom products, NC Fizzy Treats infused hemp bath bombs, candies and gummies, incense, American and imported glass, and more. Herbal Equipment and Distribution, 222 West Plank Road, Altoona, and 523 East Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Tyrone.
Hi everyone, I'm Miss America 2020 Camille Schreier. Join me in support of the DEA's National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, Saturday, April 24th. Please get rid of the unused or expired prescriptions in your medicine cabinet. They could end up lost, stolen, or simply misused. Protect your family and our communities, and let's all keep prescription drugs out of the wrong hands. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. That's DEATakeBack.com.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
If it's happening, we're talking about it. Central PA's only station for local talk. Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA. Doug Herendeen in the 11th hour. We'll have a podcast of this program up later today at WRTA.com and the 11th hour Facebook page. And we'll also have some links there on our Facebook and on the podcast for some of the events going on with Arts Altoona this weekend. George Zacandy is here talking about mainly the Arts Market, which is Saturday at the Arts Altoona Center, 2212 6th Avenue. Former Simpson Temple, although they still meet there, it is now the Arts Altoona Center through their good graces and all that. And a lot of work from people in the community to put that together. But we're also talking with artist Megan Devine and Leah Cleven, who is with Arts Altoona as well. And if you want to explain some of the stuff that's going on this weekend, because there's a good selection of artists that are going to be there and vendors as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So at the Art Market on Saturday, we're going to have, it's from 11 to 4, and it's free for anyone to attend. So we're going to have, at this point, I have 12 unique artisan vendors, is kind of what I'm referring to. They're artists. They all call themselves artists. So everything is handmade by them right here in our community, which I think is really special. And I can just go down through. We have Brian Ford. And his art is called HBF Outdoors. He does landscape paintings inspired by the outdoors, and he calls himself an artist and outdoorsman. I have Angela Landrin. Her business is Allo Originals, and she does really cool abstract art using acrylics and some ceramics. Tara Herman of Mahendi, and her art is candles, jewelry, home goods, really all inspired by kind of nature and naturals. Olivia Steele, who actually works with us at Arts Altoona, and I believe she was on your show, Doug, at one point in the past, and she is Liv's Artworks. She does prints, cards, and her stuff is all like a food and drink theme. It's really fun and funky.
So if you like diners and hot dogs and hamburgers and stuff, you'll love
hot
this.
Dogs, donuts, it's all, I don't know what you'd call that, just like pop fun art like that.
Andy Warhol.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, sort of like that.
But no cans of Campbell's soup.
No.
That we know of yet.
Not yet. The next one, I have Courtney Fowler. She calls herself Crafty Courtastrophe. She does jewelry, home decor. It's all really funky and unique. Dan Seville, he's Snickle Fritz Studios Ceramics. His stuff is really cool, like ceramic mugs and bowls and kind of sculpture, stuff like that. Jill Sunderland of J&M, and they do poured paintings, sculptures, glass art. Tanya Tofano of The Clay Home, she does hand-thrown stoneware pottery, and a really special guy, Chris Lovett, and he does hollow woodworking. This is his first show, and his stuff is, it's so beautiful. It's wood and epoxy, cutting boards, coasters, but it's just really colorful and special.
Well, when you say hollow woodworking, it hollows the wood out, or
hollow woodworking is the name of his business.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's if you can kind of picture, it's hard to describe. They're wood and epoxy, so what he does is like kind of pour the epoxy, and it's. Can be like brightly colored, so it's like a mixture of patterns and.
I think he routers out a section of a piece.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see what you mean.
And then fills it with very colorful designs.
So
the
wood
epoxy.
The wood piece, no matter what the shape of it was, becomes almost the container, and then it's filled with whatever other type of medium you want.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And I've seen him do tables. Dining room tables.
So this isn't just, it can be a small thing that you put on a table, or it can be as large as furniture.
And he'll be selling like as small as just coasters, and then he does up to larger scale stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who else there?
We have Evan Potter of Potter Welding and Fabrication, and he does custom welding decorations and household decor. So like wooden personalized signs, wood and metal benches, and I cannot kind of describe like stands that you put wood for fire, like firewood on, if you can kind of picture that.
Yeah.
So his stuff's really cool. And he's also going to be taking custom orders at the market too, as well as selling some of his stuff.
He shared that if you can imagine it, he can build it.
Yeah. Yeah, he does, again, like
have him talk to
scale.
Megan. He may have to revise that. And we'll talk more about why later. But
The next one is Carrie Khanna. She does Care Berries candles, and she does really unique candles that looks like food and drinks. So if you can imagine like a margarita cocktail or like a daiquiri, but it's actually a candle, and it really they look real. They're really neat. And then our last artist is Bonnie Friedline of Bonnie View Artworks, and she does mixed media paintings, prints, t-shirts, stickers, and jewelry, and her stuff is super colorful, bright, fun, abstract, and like mixed media. So it's a mix of some digital, some paint, and that kind of thing.
And maybe after a gray year and a gray winter, you could use some color in your life.
When you see how much color, if you walk into that room, it's going to be like an explosion of color, truly, with all the stuff we have. So.
Now, before I forget to ask, these are the people that you have so far signed up. Is there any more space available if another artist is listening and wants to get in on this, or are you kind of...
I can fit in three more. At this point, the event is on Saturday, so if anyone has like a freed up schedule, if they want to reach out to us, we can fit three more tables in the room.
So. All right. So just so if somebody had not heard about it, or they thought, oh, wait
Absolutely.
A minute, like I could probably
could
make this.
Share a contact number.
They can call 814-201-7004 or email info@artsaltoona.org.
And that's all on the Arts Altoona website and Facebook page.
It's all on our Facebook page. That's the place to go. If you want any information, that's where you'll find it.
Now, again, Megan's displays are going to be in the sanctuary?
That's correct.
So this is, the rest of this stuff is spread out through the building or how?
Mm-hmm. It's in our one, it's in one room, our lower level event space. It's called the Blank Canvas. It's on the lower level of the Education Center at the Arts Altoona.
It's the one that sort of was near the kitchen or the
Yep, it's the same room where our commercial kitchen is located, yeah.
Okay. I find it interesting. It's called the Blank Canvas.
Mm-hmm. So we conceived it to be really a space that is all-encompassing for different types of events. So it's like a blank canvas.
When you call it a blank canvas, so is it going to, are the walls and the decor going to stay that way, or is that eventually going to change, or is it, do you want to just keep it blank to, so you can emphasize whatever is being displayed there?
We're really looking at like doing rentals in this space. So if somebody wants to hold their party, birthday party, baby shower, you know, that type of thing, they can kind of decorate it the way they want it. It's really like a pretty simple just base for what mm-hmm. you can imagine. And for our own events too, like for this one, we're obviously filling it up with art and, mm-hmm. you know, just potential for like music performances because there is a stage in there. So really like just leaving that open to be very versatile of a space.
If somebody was having a small wedding reception, they could maybe
Absolutely.
Fit in there. Now, if you got hundreds and hundreds of people, it's not going to fit in that space.
Right.
But if you're saying, you know what, I don't want hundreds and hundreds of people at my wedding, the heck with it, you can have a more intimate deal there.
Right, yeah.
And you can rent the chapel, the sanctuary, to have the wedding itself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a connection
booked,
for you.
We've booked a couple of weddings already. We've had one this last September was our first. And then the rehearsal dinner, which is more appropriate for the space, mm-hmm. Was held there. And then their reception was actually outdoors on the lawn. We put tents up and it was great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
On the lawn or the parking
the
lot in the back?
On the lawn. At the 23rd
right below
Street.
Below the mural, past yeah. the trees
yep.
with the sign.
Along the brick yep. side.
Or the bushes, uh-huh. whichever that is there.
Yeah.
I hadn't really thought... Are you getting that much interest now that things are opening
We're
back
starting
up?
Starting to. Yeah.
Really picking
getting
up.
Getting a lot
yeah.
of inquiries. Lee has been very busy putting together a full schedule of activities for the summer. We're looking to have a couple of summer camps for kids. We're looking at being able to provide for our after-school program, starting piano lessons for kids that have always wanted to pick up an instrument. Whether you're in grade school or a teen and just never had the opportunity, this is a great chance to be able to find out what kind of musical talent you can pull out of your fingers.
And we'll talk more about that in the second half hour, I should say, here, or the next couple of segments on the 11th hour. George Sicandy is with Arts Altoona, as is Leah Cleven. And Megan Devine is the featured artist at this particular Saturday's event. You can stop by and see the art gallery open from 1 until 5 and the other events going on from 11 until 4. Arts Altoona. George Sicandy is with us from Arts Altoona. Leah Cleven and also artist Megan Devine. This is going to be the arts market this Saturday from 11 until 4 and the display in the gallery, which is the sanctuary of the Arts Altoona Center, that's 2212 6th Avenue, is where Megan's work is going to be displayed from 1 until 5. Megan, when did you first become interested in doing art? Do you remember what sparked it? Was there one thing, or was it a gradual, hey, I'd like to do this?
I would have to say that it was, I watched my mom do some artwork when I was younger, and that kind of sparked my interest. I thought that was pretty cool, and I wanted to become an artist as soon as I saw that you could create some pretty beautiful things with a piece of pencil and paper.
Was she a professional artist, or did she do it for her own gratification?
Just for her own gratification, yeah.
How old were you then?
Oh, I was just young, just like 4 or 5.
And it stuck with you enough that you started to pursue it yourself?
Yeah, yeah.
What types of art have you been most interested in? Because what you're doing, some of it's very conventional, some of it's a little out there, some of it's very imaginative. Based on what you said earlier about being inspired by your dreams, well, that would make some sense here. But who did you look at besides your mom, and what type of art inspired you?
Well, besides my biggest influencers being my friends and family, there's a friend. He is based out of Chicago. His name is C.J. Hungerman. He has beautiful work. It's very loud and very expressive. And he's always been a big inspiration for me. So that's one artist that I would have to.
What does he mainly work on?
He does a lot of spray paint and canvas. So like spray paint and canvas work, and it's a lot of abstract, which I love. I like abstract.
The more colorful, the better.
Yes, I like colorful artwork, but I'm also into a little bit more darker side of palette too.
Well, some of it, yeah, I can see there on that. By the way, we shared the artist gallery showing Megan Devine page, the event that's coming up. If you want to see that, you can go to Arts Altoona, and they've got it there, but you can also see it on the WRTA and 11th Hour pages as well. Like I said, some of it's conventional, some of it's very out there. What's harder to do, something that's a little more abstract or something that's mundane?
I would say mundane. I get bored easily. I do. Like when someone comes to me and says, okay, I want a landscape, I will do the landscape happily. But at the same time, after doing the same tree over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, give me three cows here, a tree here, the farmhouse in the back.
Okay. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Can I put a spaceship over here?
You know? Right, exactly. Anything to switch it up to draw some attention out of the mundane.
How many, that's probably not a fair question, but how many, well, first off, out of all the stuff you've done, as an artist, you're probably harder on yourself than anybody, but what percentage of what you have done are you satisfied with? And how much stuff do you think you've worked on over the years?
Oh, I've probably worked on hundreds of pieces over the years, especially these last 2 years with like quarantine and everything. But I think I really started getting into my artwork and really getting into my style this past year. So I really enjoy my past year's work more than my previous years because it was just so young.
Do you find yourself going back and revisiting something you did when, say, you were 10? It's like, and you look at it and go, oh, this is terrible. But then you look at it a couple of years later, it's like, wait, there's a kernel of an idea here.
Yeah, absolutely. I love looking back at my past work. I mean, it shows you how far you've grown as an artist and how far you can go, especially when you're younger. The younger mind is so precious. You know, you can come up with the most craziest things with kids.
You see, now some people listening are going to say, you sound pretty young. So what do you mean younger? All right, when you were a young kid,
yeah,
versus being a young adult.
Yes.
But it's just everybody's perspective changes. How much has yours changed, and what has that done for your art?
I think as we get older, our perspectives change about life, about social injustice, about politics, about everything. But I mean, I think that since I've started doing artwork, my perception has changed, and I've been able to see the world in more of a creative viewpoint than just black and white.
Shades of gray?
Shades of gray, exactly.
And you can literally do stuff with shades of gray or colors.
Yes, exactly.
What have you done that you... I suppose this is true of everybody. If they make anything of art, or even if it's supposed to be of art for commerce, I think this will really catch on. This will people will like this a great deal. This I really broke through on this one, and that goes nowhere. And something else that you did, and you don't think that much, that's the one. Oh, this is great. Have you had that moment? And what is it that you did, and what is it that you thought would do well, and the other one does far better?
Yeah, I have a lot of those moments. I to be honest, which is okay. Sometimes what I like to do is not exactly what other people like to see, which is fine, because then it gives the world a bit more variety, gives me more to do. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're an artist, and this depends a great deal on time, too, if you're working, say, I don't know, doing book covers, album illustrations, something like that, you have to do more or less along the lines of what's agreed upon. If you're doing something for yourself, sky's the limit, right?
Right. Exactly. It's you have to find that fine balance between what people want and your creativity, like what you want to do independently. And sometimes what people want gets more likes, gets more attention, which is okay. But and then sometimes you get surprised and people really like your creative weird side and it goes off without a hitch.
Well, I don't mean this to sound bad, but I mean, no matter what art you make, whether you do music, sculpting, painting, whatever, you can be self-indulgent if you have the time and the extra materials to do it.
Oh, yes.
You have to, if your job is, okay, you've got to create this type of art, whether it's a corporate piece or whether it's just, you know, okay, we got to make 15 of these to look this way and I agreed to make it. That's fine, but if you, there's nothing that says you can't do something else with your own time.
Right, right. Very true.
Does one feed the other? I mean, for you.
For me? Yeah, I would say so. I mean, can you rephrase the question?
Well, I mean, see, in one instance, if you're doing something that is, I don't want to say mundane, but it's the typical. That may give you the impetus to want to go and do something totally different when you get home or when you're done with whatever the project is. Or by doing something totally different for yourself, it's almost a relief that, oh, okay, you want 15 of these and they all have to be the same. All right, this is, you know, it's not something that's, you're not tuning out, you're still creating some type of art. But I would think that if you have both, it's almost a balance. Because aside from the fact that one is going to pay the rent, definitely, because it's like they're hiring you to do something already. It's not like a spec piece that you're doing.
Right, yes.
But I'm talking from the artistic standpoint. Forget whether you know it pays the rent or not. If you're doing mundane here, it lets you open to do something more exciting. And if you've done something exciting, it's like, okay, now I can just do this and I don't have to think too much about it. But it gets me through. They support each other.
That's exactly how it is. It definitely does support each other. I would say.
Megan has brought probably over 100 pieces for the gallery showing on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
So you'll get a chance to experience, and I really call it experience, because some of her pieces are so unique and so creative that they are an experience just looking at them. Imagining where that inspiration came from that piece.
And we should say that the sanctuary is rather large, so there can be the pieces all set up. There is social distancing for this. You're asking people to wear the mask and all that.
Mm-hmm. There will be touchless soap dispensers for hand washing. And in the blank canvas, there are going to be snacks available.
Yeah. We're selling some refreshments, and all of the proceeds from that is going to go back into Arts Altoona to benefit some of our programming coming up this summer and building renovations and other free events for the community, things like that. And yes, as you said, all precautions will be taken. We're going to monitor, you know, the distancing the best that we can and keep the capacity within the range that we're allowed to keep it. But yeah, the space, both spaces are large rooms, so it shouldn't be crowded for people that have those concerns. But like we said, it's a large space, but we are going to fill it up with art, so it's really going to feel special.
Well, something else I want to ask now before we have to go to the break, but I want to ask before I forget to ask you, and since Megan's here, maybe she can give her perspective on this. A lot of times when I've gone to the Central Pennsylvania Festival of the Arts in State College, there are people that will just take pictures. I will ask each individual artist, may I take a picture of this? And some are yes, some are no. Megan, do you mind if people do it, or would you rather they not?
Personally, I don't mind it whatsoever as long as they make sure they tag me in it, make sure they acknowledge that I did it.
You mean if they post it? Because some people just take, I've taken pictures of things and I never post them. I just like the art.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, I don't mind it too much, to be honest. I mean, as long as if they want to share it, I would encourage people to share it, share about like the artist before taking the picture, but...
Yeah, but if you're going to post it, give credit.
Absolutely.
But if you just...
Yeah, I would just, you know, be respectful of that artist. And I know a lot of them, Megan's stuff is all originals, but a lot of the vendors that we're having, like, that do drawing and painting, it's prints. So some artists have different kind of what...
I guess it's each individual thing.
Like you said about going to the arts festival and asking, like, I would just ask. But, yeah, I think most of these local artists really, like, this opportunity to showcase their stuff, like, I'm hoping that they, you know, want as much recognition as possible. So anybody that comes to the event, I would hope that they would shout out the artists if they purchase something, you know, post about it, that type of thing.
We're talking with George Sicandy, Leah Cleveland, and artist Megan Devine from the Arts Altoona event, Arts Market, coming up this Saturday. More about that and just a couple other things on the final segment coming up on the 11th hour.
The opinions you hear on WRTA are the hosts, callers, and guests, and are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or advertisers.
Spring is here, and when you need concrete products, there's only one name to remember, Swisher Concrete. Swisher Concrete provides Central PA with rock-solid products, concrete blocks, stone veneer, and chimney supplies. On the web at swisherconcrete.com. Like them on Facebook. Swisher Concrete. Rock solid.
At Fine Wine and Good Spirits, we know good things never have to come to an end. Because whether you're bringing together gin cocktails and good times, or whiskey sours and happy hours, we celebrate the days that turn into nights and pairings that become impossible to forget. Cheers to days out and nights in with spirits on sale now. Craft your perfect nightcap when you save $4 on Woodford Reserve Distiller Select Straight Rye Whiskey and $3 on Hendrick's Gin, both 750-milliliter bottles. Offers end April 25th, 2021. Please enjoy responsibly.
Here's another Back the Blue message from one of our local departments.
This is Officer Ingram of the Hollidaysburg Borough Police Department. Warmer weather is right around the corner, and we wish to advise you to take extra precautions to increase pedestrian traffic. Always yield to pedestrians in a crosswalk, and please follow the posted speed limits, especially in school zones and heavy pedestrian foot traffic areas. As always, please don't text and drive, and pay attention to the roadway in front of you.
These sponsors are Backing the Blue. Law offices of Goldstein, Heslop, Steele, Clapper, Oswalt, and Smith. And special thanks to the award man, Greenwood Altoona.
Leading the way in local talk once again. Central PA's first FM talk station. Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
Remember a podcast, if I can say it, a podcast of the program up later today at WRTA.com and on the 11th hour and WRTA Facebook pages. Doug Herendeen talked with the folks from Arts Altoona, George Sicandy, Leah Cleveland, and artist Megan Devine. The Arts Market is this coming Saturday from 11 until 5, although the market goes till 4 and Megan's display in the sanctuary of the Arts Altoona Center goes until 5. George Sicandy, you were talking about some of the summer events happening with Arts Altoona, what you're looking to get into as things open up a bit more.
Sure. Leah can address that. I think the opportunity is that with things opening up, we're going back to doing some of our after-school programming. And Leah can talk specifically about that.
Yeah, so we're in the process right now of planning some summer camps, some summer art camps for this year, likely to be starting in June, you know, once the school year is over. And those will really be for different age groups, elementary and also middle school age, teens. We're trying to give, you know, kids a place that are interested in art that might not have... access or ability to like your typical art classes, which can sometimes be expensive. Just a place, like a fun, safe place to have an outlet if they're interested in art. And it's really an extension of our after school arts program, you know, to give something in the summer when they have that time out of school. And we're also, as George had mentioned, starting piano lessons very soon. So anyone that is interested in learning piano, of course, at our facilities, we have the pianos. We will have the instructor, and we'll have the opportunity for all ages, beginner piano classes, anyone that wants to sign up for that. And the next thing after After the piano lessons, we're hoping to branch that out into potentially voice lessons and even other instruments down the line as we get those opportunities. Just starting like really that arts programming, and some of it will be free and some of it will be paid as far as like the more advanced level programming and classes. We have a lot of fun ideas for like different art projects. So be on the lookout for that on our Facebook page and our website for those dates coming up this summer.
And the materials, of course, don't just drop out of the sky, so that's why there would be a cost for a lot of this to begin with.
Yeah, and we are hoping, too, to get some sponsorships and scholarships for some of those people that, and especially kids, that might not be able to afford the cost. So.
Now, the problem with this also in the past year was obviously not only social distancing, but keeping everything as clean as possible.
Huge problem.
So you're still going to have some precautions for this?
Absolutely. We would still probably have to keep our numbers to a certain level, cap it off as far as being able to keep that social distance. The one good thing with summer, obviously, is we're able to do some of this stuff outdoors. So it's a lot more potential out in our parking lot and on our lawn as far as some classes. Last summer, we did a mural camp, which we did outdoor, indoor, and that was kind of our sort of first foray into the summer camps. And it was a huge success, in my opinion. Being able to offer some outdoor stuff, too, helps with having to keep those precautions, because obviously we can accommodate a lot more outdoors.
And all this is on the website. The Facebook page.
Facebook page probably will be the most up-to-date place, but also our website, artsaltoona.org.
Okay. And several other things I wanted to make mention of. Some of the arts organizations are making more use of the facilities at Arts Altoona.
They are. I think we have 5 arts organizations now that are based at the center. We're reaching out. We really want this to be a community asset. So everyone from Blair County Concert Corral to the Allegheny Ukulele Association have now taken on the center as their base of operations, and extending our hand to the community. If you've got an arts organization and you need a home, please come talk to us. We'd love to have the opportunity to host you.
And also just to mention, the Altoona Symphony Orchestra, they're using some of that for practice space now also. But they just did something this past weekend at the Mishler, but they're going to be back at the Mishler on Saturday, May 1st. They're doing the Four Seasons cycle, Vivaldi, Tchaikovsky, a few others that are sort of running in a theme this year, but May 1st, they're back there. They're doing a Memorial Day free concert at Lakemont Park that's going to be at 6 that day with the Vivaldi, Tchaikovsky, Sibelius, Ravel, and the Salute to the Boston Pops, I think, was supposed to be last year, but Nicholas Palmer is going to do that on Saturday, May 15th. And these are all just a few other things that some of the organizations are doing.
The next concert that's coming up, I would really encourage everybody to sign up for that. It's going to be a very challenging mix of music, particularly the Tchaikovsky, for the musicians themselves, and creating a sound that will fill the Mishler with the number of musicians that they
because
are
they
limited
have fewer,
to.
Their social distances as the audience. There will also be an online component for those concerts if people want to do that. Megan Devine, thank you very much. Any final words?
No, thank you.
All right. And Leah Cleven?
Yeah, just don't forget 11 to 4 this Saturday at the Arts Altoona Center and Megan Devine's Gallery, 1 to 5 this Saturday.
George Sicandy?
Doug, as always, thank you very much. We appreciate the opportunity to come and share with the community.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And remember, artsaltoona.org and on their Facebook page.